The Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.
This evening, I am going for dinner. It's a friend's birthday. And I am the person who Googles a restaurant menu. I haven't always been this person. I'm not as kind of type A as you think I am, Rob.
No, you are also me.
Yes.
If you say to me we're going to a place I haven't been before,
yeah.
Best know I will be on Google going through
okay,
the menu.
Okay, cool. So now I don't feel so bad. So I'm Googling for two reasons. The eerste rede is, ek probeer nou 'n bietjie gesonder eet. I think, my health thing just made me realize that like what I'm putting into my body is quite important. So
yeah.
Dit is die eerste een. Die tweede een is, I want to know ingredients. Because you can make the most delicious thing on earth and one ingredient will ruin it.
What's that for you?
Coriander.
Oh, do you have the coriander soap gene?
I have that. I don't... Coriander kan ek gekom het.
Does it really taste that bad?
I just don't like it.
Because
like,
you know me, I love me a coriander.
You do,
oh,
hey?
Come through in a little curry there or a little sauce of eats. Oh, slacker.
Just leave it off. Like, you know, some people, like, when you order a curry, then there will be fresh coriander on the top as, like, a little bit of a garnish.
Hoi.
I'm the first person to pick that off.
So that's the one that ruins a meal for you?
Yes, that's the thing that ruins a meal for me.
And I know you're also not a fresh tomato fan.
No, but give me a tomato soup, I'll eat it. I'm weird. Ek is baie vreemd.
So gekookte tomatie, ja, vars tomatie, nee.
Ja, en gekook, now you're getting a little far here, Rob.
Does the thought make your knees wobble
yes.
a bit?
So this afternoon, we want to know from you, what is that one ingredient that can ruin a dish for you? Everything else about this dish is great. Maar hierdie een ding is net nie lekker.
Sweet chili.
Really?
Lost my eight.
But fresh chili you'll do.
Fresh chili, great. Sweet chili sauce as a flavor, if the thing tastes like that, I'm out.
Ons is soos die teenoorgestelde van mekaar. Rarig.
Not for me, thank you.
So if you get a big Philadelphia cream cheese and you know people do that sweet chili, that's like a little vibe that people like to do for a snack.
Ek sal kom braai en hy sal net daar op die tafel sit. Baie dankie dat jy gekoop het, not for me.
Don't let that sweet chili sauce touch my Philadelphia cream cheese.
What is the one ingredient that'll ruin a meal for you? 0848500942. I think it's going to be lots of coriander takers.
Yeah.
To be honest. Want dis een van hy goed.
Yeah, if you're not a coriander or a sweet chili person, surprise us. What is your thing? We might love it. You might think, oh, the meal is ruined.
There are far too many people on this WhatsApp line not worried enough about vampires.
Garlic.
The amount of people saying can't do garlic. I'm like, are you not worried about your personal safety here? Sukeri vampires and the aunt Dabari Ice.
They've got the silver bullets and the stakes. They're okay. They're okay. Luister, coriander is coming in thick and fast as well. Megan, who is Martin Bester's executive producer, she's also our head of content here at Jacaranda FM. She calls it devil herb. I hate coriander. She used a strong word before hate because she's not a fan. Runel, wat vir ons luister vanaf Texas. In Amerika, sê sy is 100% saam met coriander. Adele het vir ons hierdie gestuur.
But fresh chili, you
green
mean.
Peppers, I hate it.
Fresh green, lots of people are hating on fresh peppers
lots
today.
Lots of people hating on green peppers.
I was like last year old when I found out that green, red, and yellow peppers are all the same thing. And then if you dry them out and powder them, you get paprika.
Stop.
I didn't know this.
Is paprika made from that?
Literally just the peppers, you like a red pepper or a yellow pepper, dry it out, grind it up, paprika.
But, okay, now
that
you've my ear, I've got to interrogate this because a yellow pepper has got a much more pleasant taste than a green pepper.
Yeah, it's all the same thing. They're just less ripe.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other one, and I'm gonna say these three words, and either you are going to go, oh yes. Or you're going to get that wobble in your knees. It's so gross. Can I say it?
I'm ready.
Runny egg yolk.
Yeah, that's come through quite a lot. My knees are not wobbling because it's gross. I'm okay. The way that I'm standing currently, I'm not in any, either way.
A drippy bacon egg roll running down my fingers on a Saturday morning. After a couple the night before, elite breakfast. Elite! Untouchable.
Okay. Nico also says capers have no place on a meal. Nico, I can't agree with you there. I love a caper. I can just sit met the lepel in a klein bakkie capers and then can I get to eat.
Nee, Rosie.
It's weird how you all have different tastes. Devon sent us this.
Hi, Robin Ross. The one thing that ruins any freaking dish is raisins. You don't add raisins to anything. Doesn't belong anywhere. It belongs in the trash. A raisin is—it's like a dead fly in your soup. It's horrible.
Wow, Devon's got some strong feelings about raisins.
I'm going to go along with Devon on this one and go. While we're getting rid of the raisins, we can get rid of the whole babuti as well.
Oh yes, no.
Near Dingni.
I'm not.
I know South Africa loves to claim it's like, oh, one of our favorite dishes, babuti. No.
Yeah. If it was in front of me, I wouldn't eat it.
Don't make eggs.
I've eaten it before.
Eiers op my mince, nie asseblief nie.
Our producer Wayne is jumping up and down in his booth. It's like he's never going to trust us again. He was like, who are these people slandering babuti?
What is the one thing that ruins a meal? The one ingredient you could do without forever, please? What's the one of your favorites that come through on the WhatsApp line so far?
I tell you, Jandre sent us this. Hi, any meal with cinnamon or custard puts me off. I don't have to taste it. It's just the smell of it makes me never even want to touch it.
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon and custard.
Imagine.
Custard makes me feel like winter. It's very comforting to me, that smell of custard, and the taste is even better.
Esme sent us a message saying, thanks, Rob. Those three words made me gag in my car.
Runny.
Egg.
Yolk.
Oh. Yes, obvious and obvious.
Obvious and it's a very, very like solid line there. You're not straddling. You're
sorry,
just
Esme.
You're choosing a side. Francie said peas, but she won't eat pea soup. And then Vicky said rosemary, akani. But rosemary, like with meat, is such a nice. But does it flesh? What means rosemary?
Chicken and lamb.
So,
what else?
It's so lekker, but it smell wise, it's quite overpowering. Maritza Seri.
Hi, this is Maritza. A gaar tomatie, grill tomatie in a bord. As daai saus aan enigiets anders geraak het, ek sal nie daai goed eet nie. Dit grous my verskrikkelikheid.
Wow. I don't know if you ever watched that movie America's Sweethearts where Julia Roberts was Catherine Zeta-Jones' sister and she was also like her PA. And in the one scene, Catherine Zeta-Jones' character is eating in a restaurant and she's got food that's touching another food and Kiki, the sister, just loses it. She's like, all she wants to say is, Kiki, my food is touching another food. My butter is touching the butter. Like, she just couldn't. And I feel like that's how Maritza feels about any tomati sauce, funny grilled tomati, but on our ander kos vat, absolute not.
I've met a couple of those people in my life who, when they dish up a plate, everything is separate from everything else and nothing must touch.
I like that. I like to recognize every element that's on my plate. I absolutely love that. I could see a fan from a stew of a poiki of a dungni.
Do you want the winner of today's unpopular opinion?
Yes.
Tristan is today's winner.
Mm-hmm. What does he say?
No to caramelized onions.
Tristan, I cannot. I can't agree with you there. I can't. Caramelized onion, what's not to love? So we've got lots of answers with green peppers, capers, garlic, Rysankis. Marcia Rees, I think, has unlocked a whole new level of debate here. She says, Robin Ross, I hope you're well. What I think would ruin a plate of food is pineapple on pizza. I love pineapple and I love pizza, but not together. Ew. This could be the biggest argument for people.
No, we're not going to. I mean, pineapple on pizza has been done to death. You're either, you know, you're out, and I'm not going to argue with anyone for their taste. I just know that my go-to pizza, Charisse wouldn't be a fan of.
Okay.
If you leave me to my own devices to put my own toppings on, I'm coming up with something that she's not going to like. Do you want to know what it is?
Yes, please, Rob.
Spare ribs, banana, and blue cheese. There's a pizza for you.
Oh, my word. My kop is seer. Net om te dink oor al die flavors op pizza.
Elite.
Nee. Elite. This food debate can go on forever. We are taking it further on our JacarandaFM.com Facebook page. Also, The Drive with Robin Ross.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.